Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's very rare that you're going to have me specifically starting a show with two massive topics. But that's what we're going to do. We want to get it all out there. There's a whole lot to get to tonight. Let's start college football playoff, then we'll get to the Astros. What a performance. What an effort by Joe Burrow, by Coach O, and the LSU Tigers, who win their first national championship since 2007 as LSU defeats Clemson by the score of 42-25. And I was talking about this yesterday in regards to the Baltimore Ravens and the idea that Baltimore, for a good chunk of this year, was very much a front-running team. Was it their fault? They were that dominant. They had a ton of margin victories where you wanted to see how they'd handle adversity. You wanted to see how they would handle a situation in which they're playing from behind. They had that Saturday against the Tennessee Titans. They crumbled. Tennessee hit them in the mouth. They never recovered. Well, in this game between LSU and Clemson, it's going to get lost, I think, in the shuffle. But Clemson got off to the fast start. Clemson jumped out to the early lead. And you could tell in the early going of this game, there were some jitters. There were some jitters for Joe Burrow. There were some jitters for the LSU offensive line. You had a Clemson team that was coming in off this ridiculous winning streak. Trevor Lawrence, who had never lost a game in college. And all of a sudden, they're up 10. But that's when you can get a sense for the true heart of a champion. And this is where, to me, LSU deserves all the accolades. They deserve all the praise. They fall behind 17-7. And all of a sudden, Joe Burrow just got going, got hot. He's making big plays down the field to Chase. He's making big plays to Moss, especially in the end zone. How useful is a tight end when you're inside that 20-yard line? And when you looked at Clemson, who had early opportunities with good field position, squandered them. Clemson, who had a 10-point lead, flushed that away. All of a sudden, that becomes 21-17. LSU, it becomes 28-17 LSU when they score right at the end of the first half. LSU converts, I want to say like 3rd-and-18, a 3rd-and-19, and they're up 11 points. That was when you knew the offense that had been dominant all year from week two against Texas to the game against Alabama to what we saw last or 2 weeks ago against Oklahoma was not going to be denied. And we have spent a good amount of time talking about the matchup of the two quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence on one side of the equation, Joe Burrow on the other side of the equation. Joe Burrow, who was by far and away college football's best player this year, he dominated that matchup. Wasn't close. Trevor Lawrence probably played the worst game I've ever seen him play. He was overthrowing guys. He seemed jittery. He did not have that same command we saw against Ohio State or the same command we saw last year taking on Alabama. This is no referendum like we were talking about yesterday with Lamar Jackson when it comes to Lawrence. He's going to be fine. He's going to be a Heisman frontrunner next year. He's without a doubt going to be the number one pick consensus in the 2021 NFL draft, I wouldn't be shedding any tears for Trevor Lawrence. Don't worry, he'll be A-okay. But he was thoroughly outplayed in this game. Joe Burrow was flat out better. And the Joe Burrow storyline is one of the more remarkable rises I have ever seen in my years of watching college football. Joe Burrow last year had some moments, played well down a stretch. Here's all you need to know. He was either 80-1 or 100-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. 100-1. Now, his father was smart enough to throw a couple shekels on that bet. Good for him. Right now, if you're the father, everything's coming up aces. You hit on 100-1. Your kid is the Heisman Trophy winner. He's a national champion. And oh, by the way, he's going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. Coming out of nowhere. Talk to NFL people. Joe Burrow was not like one of these names that was on the tip of our tongue that we were talking about as like the next great potential quarterback. Well, in the national championship game against Dabo Swinney and Venable, 463 yards, 5 touchdowns, doesn't throw an interception, and rushes for another 58 yards and a score. That is what he's been doing all year. Now, he will have to answer for, is he a product of the Joe Brady spread offense that has been lights out all year, that has transformed Baton Rouge? Maybe. But if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, dying for credibility, and you got the number one pick in the draft, it's a no-brainer. You take the Ohio native. Joe Burrow will be the number one pick coming up in April's draft. He's 100% right. Unlike Tua, he's coming off this dream season in college football. And if you're the Bengals looking to put people in that building, an Ohio native is going to do exactly that. There will be an excitement and a buzz around the Bengals getting a guy coming off a season like this. So for Joe Burrow, it's this remarkable turnaround for his career that will go down as an all-time success story, regardless of what happens in the NFL. A college jump from a junior to a senior year, insane. Ed Orgeron, who has been this nomad of a college coach, stops along the way. USC was coach at Ole Miss. He was an assistant in so many different places. And you could find the amount of people who detested the idea of keeping him long-term at LSU. Oh, how could you settle on Ed Orgeron? What are you thinking with Ed Orgeron? Well, here's what LSU was thinking. They got a native son who just relates to that fan base. He relates to the players that he's recruiting in that area, and he's like this folk hero. Man, I love my kid to play for either one of those coaches. Dabo Swinney, who's going to embrace you and give you a hug. Coach O's got this like crazy, insane type of personality that he brings with his Gold Tigers and whatnot. I love it. How can you not love Coach L? Now those guys will live in college football, or they will live forever in Baton Rouge. One of the more dominant seasons we'll ever see in college football. Capped by 60 touchdown passes for Joe Burrow. And an undefeated national championship for LSU. So hats off as far as that goes. Now, the other big topic, and it's a massive topic. The fact that the national championship is sharing center stage with this is all you need to know about what kind of day this was in Major League Baseball. It's a landmark day for all of the wrong reasons in the sport. Because of what went down as far as the punishment goes from Rob Manfred towards A.J. Hinch, towards Jeff Luhnow, and the Houston Astros. And I think we were all of the mindset that baseball and Manfred, with all of the video evidence, with the videos we saw on Twitter from our buddy John Boy, they were going to come down on A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. In fact, when I woke up today and I see the Jeff Passan tweet, or whoever had it first, I think it was Passan. Luhnow suspended for the year. Hinch suspended for the year. Losing first and second round draft picks in 2020 and 2021, I know some Yankee fans and some other baseball fans would tell you otherwise. I thought it was a harsh penalty. Don't minimize what the draft picks mean. A year's suspension is like uncharted waters for 162 games for a GM and for a manager. I thought it was pretty severe, but then Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros, took it to another level because he basically said the stench that is associated with these two, despite all they have accomplished, and remember, you're not firing two guys that were run-of-the-mill, responsible for, you know, a couple of winning years. No, they fired a GM and a manager who took them to two World Series. A GM and a manager won 100 games three straight years. And oh, by the way, the 2017 World Series. But the stain and the embarrassment was enough for Jim Crane. Can't blame him. And now the Astros will be forever tainted. Now, the idea of taking a championship, putting the asterisk, vacating, it's stupid. Okay, let's call it like it is. We all watch the games. We all know what happened. The Houston Astros won the 2017 World Series. But their place in baseball history will be forever questioned. Especially when you consider their performance at home in the 2017 postseason run. If you're the New York Yankees, if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, yes, you have a whole lot of reasons to be upset about what the Astros were involved with. That is totally fair. Now you get to the other wrinkle of this. And based upon everything that you read today, and this is really the bombshell for me to come out of the Monday proceedings, aside from the firings of Lunau and A.J. Hinch, the fact that Alex Cora, who, remember, was the bench coach for Houston in 2017, according to this report, he is basically the ringleader in orchestrating the replay room, the set of field cameras, the banging on the drums, all the stuff that was going down. Alex Cora was the ringleader for all of this, sets this whole operation up. Astros win the championship. He goes to the Boston Red Sox, proceeds to get involved in stuff that's going on in 2018. Alex Cora's dead man walking. I mean, let's call it like it is. There is no way in the world, if you're the Boston Red Sox, seeing what has happened now to Jeff Lunau and A.J. Hinch, you're going to go into the start of the 2020 season with Alex Cora as your manager? No chance. And I got a call, actually, from Andy and Tom's River a couple days ago mentioning Alex Cora's job security. I said, you know what? Odds are he's probably going to be back. Odds are they're probably not going to go to that extreme. But you just watched and witnessed what baseball and the Astros ownership told A.J. Hinch. You think John Henry and the Boston Red Sox are going to want that following them around? No way. This is a very easy out for the Red Sox. Now, before the Red Sox even can make a call, baseball, I think, is going to hammer Alex Cora. Some have discussed the possibility of a lifetime ban. I would argue he's going to get more than the 1 year that Lunau and A.J. Hinch got because there's direct responsibility tied towards him. He's now operated in this way in two different places. Baseball, I think, is going to drop the hammer on Alex Cora. And if you think about where the Red Sox are at, bringing in Chaim Bloom, looking to cut payroll, hearing the possibility of Mookie Betts being on the market, this could be the perfect opportunity for the Red Sox to say, you know what, new GM, cutting cost, resetting, including resetting with our manager. But it's pretty wild that we could be going into the 2020 season and A.J. Hinch is not going to be the manager of the Houston Astros. And there's a pretty darn good chance that Alex Cora is not going to be the manager of the Boston Red Sox. Some are going to say that Rob Manfred did not do enough. Think about the figures in the game. Think about what you thought each individual would be for years, AJ Hinch, last October, despite his dopey and embarrassing presser at Yankee Stadium. And oh, by the way, you watch that presser and then you read his remarks as far as an apology go, couldn't come across as more insincere. I'm sorry. That's just the way I look at it. Beyond insincere. But these two fixtures, these two staples, and two thorns in the sides of the New York Yankees, Mal may not be looking at a place in the sport. A wild day, and I think it's a day we're going to look back on in baseball for a long, long time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.